The cactus plant. Usually cactus in Africa are characterized by spikes, but the amount of the so-called thorns differ with species and regions. In most parts of the dry Kenya regions, it is a spiky plant that grow from 1.5 meters to some growing to be huge trees. Cactuses are widely common in semi-arid regions. Some of the cactus produce red, sweet fruits surrounded by spikes. It is very important to know that some of the fruits are edible by humans and birds, while others are very poisonous. Depending on regions, it is important to learn what sort of cactus are edible and which ones are not. The leaves are quite important as they play a major role in some communities. The cactus has different uses as construction material, as fences, and more importantly, for medicinal use. But again, depending on which cactus species we are talking about. For construction, for example, of the huts, the leaves are cut from fully grown plants, then spread in a line of compound to make a constructive fence. During dry season, the leaves are sliced into small pieces. After all the thorns are burned, then it is used as animal fodder. Leaves have high percentage of cellulose and help in digestion. For bee farmers in Lake Baringo region, some cactus flowers plays a major role in the ecosystem, where it facilitates nectar for bees. While cactus plant is sometimes grown in deep valley so as to control soil erosion by the help of its roots and leaves. In some communities like Luo's, the Lake Victoria, who live in the western shore of Lake Baringo, they are not happy to have such plant in their homestead since they dislike the thorny leaves of the cactus, which might bring them harm to the family. And some communities like the Luo's also do not recognize the use of cactus as they are fishermen, and they do not recognize the advantages of cactus as a plant or as an animal fodder or its many uses in agriculture. The Ilchmas community who lives in the southern shores of Lake Baringo, they are pastoralists, hence they have quite huge advantage of this plant, where in most cases they grow more in their fens so as to safeguard themselves and their animals against any raids because they are impassable plant. The Pokot community, on the other hand, most of the women and young ladies, they normally do a lot of handcrafts such as necklaces, basketry, calabashes, and many others. They use the cactus spike as needles for such duties as sewing. Sure enough, cactus have so many uses to name just but a few. Appreciate them when you see them around during your safaris as you go around Kenya.